The Australian Club Boxing Championships were held in Adelaide recently, and one of the people involved in it was a Tasmanian who was officiating, Gary Cooper from Penguin, who joins me now. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. How are you going?
Yeah, good. Oh, I just got to say, too, congratulations, by the way, because you were named the best judge of the tournament, which is quite an accolade. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much. I was very surprised. There was some really good officials there, and it was a brilliant tournament, and it was a real pleasure and an honour. I was quite shocked to receive it, actually.
You're actually the Tasmanian Referees and Judges Coordinator as well, but you judged 56 bouts and referee for 24 of them. For people who don't understand the difference, the referee is the bloke in the middle of the ring who makes sure the rules are followed, and the judges, of course, they judge the fight. So you had a pretty busy time by the sound of it.
Yeah, it was very busy. We had nearly 100 bouts over the 3 days, including weigh-ins of the morning. So you're up at like 5, 6 o'clock to shower and get ready, and then you had to get to the venue before about 15 minutes before 7 o'clock. You do weigh-ins, and then we first fight started at 10. We had two sessions nearly every day till 3 o'clock, and then we had about 3/4 an hour, and then we go from 4 o'clock till about 9 o'clock that night as well.
Goodness me, I reckon you'd head, as soon as you headed the pillow, you'd be off to sleep, wouldn't you? Long days.
Yeah, it was a very full-on tournament. It was very busy. So concentrations level has to be high, especially with a championship like that, because you don't want to make mistakes. I mean, kids are in there, and you know they're enjoying the sport, but at the end of the day, you want the right person to win the right fight. You know, so
true.
Yeah.
So is it unusual for referees to do judging and vice versa, or is it something that a lot of people do both jobs?
No. It's at that level, you have to do both jobs. You're usually appointed to do both jobs, but at the local tournaments and stuff, you do have people who only want to judge. They're usually cross qualified. But at local tournaments, you have people. At the club championships in South Australia, we had South Australian people that just wanted to judge. They didn't want a referee and take the extra responsibility. So that's up to the technical director, coordinator, who's running the show, and he appoints who does what and what bouts and everything else like that.
So what's the difference between the club championships and the Australian championships that we hear about?
Well, the club championships, so every single club in Australia, whether they've got one fighter or 50 fighters, can turn up and represent their club for that state. So, like there's a club in Victoria called the Lions Den, and they took like 28 fighters. In Tasmania, we have Zane McEwen's club. He took 3 fighters over. And also we had another club down at Hobart, and they represented with 1 fighter. So it's just a big honour, and to win the Australian Club Championships. And also, not only that, you can win the Australian Club Championships in your own weight division.
Right, OK.
Which 2 of our fighters did from Tasmania down in Hobart.
Punching above their weight, so to speak, but not an illegal
yeah.
term.
No, because you're fighting fighters from nearly every single state. There were fighters from the Australian Capital Territory. There were fighters from New South Wales. There was one from Darwin, Victoria, New South Wales. Even fighters all the way from Western Australia and Queensland came over for the Club Championship.
What got you into boxing, Gary?
I started boxing at a very young age. I'm originally a Rosebery boy, and I think I had my first fight when I was 10 years old. So I've always been around boxing, and when I joined the Army, sort of did a little bit of boxing within the Army as well, and it's just always sort of been in my blood. And when I came back to Tasmania to live and retire early, I decided that I wanted to stay involved, and, you know, Tasmania's always been the little brother to Victoria. And we always sort of punched above our weight with the quality of fighters and stuff like that. And I wanted to stay heavily involved and help develop the young kids and make a difference to Tasmanian boxing, put us back on the map sort of thing.
How is Tasmanian boxing at the moment? Because we've seen, in years gone by, it's got very political outside the ring and there's been all sorts of argy-bargy going on. But are we in a good place now with Tasmanian boxing?
Yeah, we're in a very, very good position at the moment. The new state president, Miss Alison Ritchie, she's very much a strict, by-the-book lady, but everyone respects her, and she's fighting hard, as we all are, to bring Tasmanian boxing back to the forefront again.
And you mentioned her as a woman, of course. We see more girls involved in boxing these days. There wouldn't have been any when you started, would there?
Oh, no. There were a couple, very, very few. But the girls are actually wonderful. They're especially when you're refereeing, they seem to take everything on board. They're a lot faster to learn. Not saying that the boys aren't, but I actually enjoy coaching, and I also enjoy helping the young girls quite a lot. They pick it up very, very well. They're disciplined, and they're very easy. They're very coachable. They learn so quickly, and they seem to enjoy it. And it gives them a real passion sometimes, because they want to beat the boys. You know, they want to outshine the boys.
Yeah, I think it's great that women are getting involved in what have been traditionally male-dominated sports for quite a number of years. Look, it's good to hear that boxing in Tasmania is in a great place, Gary. Congratulations on being named the best judge of the tournament at the Australian Club Championships. Thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you very, very much, and I appreciate it. I was honoured to accept the award, and it was quite a shock, but very humbling. Thank you very much.
Good on you, Gary. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.